Another form of radical life that is too seldom appreciated is that of the missionaries. Again, as Jesus was an itinerant preacher, and Paul was an itinerant preacher, and as Jesus sent out people two by two, carrying only a wallet and a staff and one pair of sandals, and to rely upon what people would give them in order to proclaim the kingdom of God, many Christians have taken seriously the commandment of Jesus to go make disciples of all nations. And they have, in fact, gone to the very borders of civilization, whether it's St. Patrick in Ireland, St. Boniface in Germanic lands, St. Cyril and Methodius in Slavic countries. The Christianity moved into new territories because of the willingness of these people to endure incredible hardships and dangers. Many of the martyrs were missionaries. As you know, in the news very recently, a family of missionaries, or not a family of missionaries, but several missionaries in Yemen were killed, who were trying to both proclaim the kingdom of God and to run a hospital and offer medical care. This was the experience of many missionaries, especially the French Catholic missionaries in North America and the Spanish Catholic missionaries in Latin America. So, this willingness to leave your family or possibly take your family with you, go to a foreign land that's uncivilized, go into extraordinarily arduous circumstances in order to bring the message to others, is once more a radical witness to the call of Christ. Finally, I want to talk about another manifestation of the radical edge in Christianity, which is much subtler, and this is the practice of mysticism. In every religion, mysticism represents the effort, as we said earlier, to seek an unmediated access to the divine presence and power. And by its very nature, mysticism threatens the ordinary structures of sacred mediation. The mystic puts most emphasis upon prayer and meditation, on an inner journey. Therefore, the mystic tends to be individualistic rather than communal. The mystic insists on the superiority of the internal over the external, on the spirit over the physical. To put it very crudely, the mystics continue the tradition of Gnosticism within the larger church. And therefore, they, by their very nature, are an ambivalent phenomenon within an exoteric tradition. But there have always been Christian mystics. Jesus himself was undoubtedly a mystic, somebody who had visions of his relationship with God as Father. We see this in the Gospels, in the baptism, and in the transfiguration of Jesus. Paul was a mystic, encountered the risen Lord in a vision on the road to Damascus. And in 1 Corinthians chapter 12, verses 1 to 5, talks about ascending into the third heaven. And there have been mystics throughout the history of Christianity. In the 12th and 13th century, as I said, Francis of Assisi, such a mystical identification with Jesus that he bears the marks of Jesus in his body. The 14th century mystics, especially the great English mystics and the mystics of the Rhineland, people like Meister Eckhart, Hildegard of Bingen. And in the 16th century, the great Spanish mystics, Teresa of Avila and John of the Cross. The Christian tradition has a rich collection of mystical literature which shows an inner path of seeking unity with Christ that does not deny the external tradition, but rather sees it as inadequate for the full realization of the spiritual life. So these radical forms of Christianity have often served as catalysts for reform. They challenge the conventions. They provide an opportunity for excellence. They also, of course, as so often happens, provide an occasion for elitism, that the only real Christians are the heroic Christians. Those who marry, raise a family, and so forth, are lay people, are not quite as much Christian as those who have poverty, obedience, and virginity. And often they serve as the causes of division. The prophet, the reformer, the mystic, these people challenge the community, but sometimes they have also caused it to divide more fundamentally. And we'll pursue that thought more in a further presentation.